May I say what a privilege it is tonight to be gathered in the Lord's name and to see each and every one of you, and many of you we see about this time of the year, but that's a good thing. And many of you are extended family, and of course some of you are even from out of town, and a few of you are even from out of state. But we're just delighted tonight that you could be with us tonight and as we celebrate this Christmas season. You know, we wait for Christmas all year long, don't we? And then it comes and then it's gone. But the meaning of Christmas never dies. It never fades away. And the world today is a far better place because of the one who came those many years ago. I know that there are many different faiths in the world, and I know that there are those who don't really count Jesus Christ to be anything, but we know the truth. And the truth is that if Jesus had not come, even those who are of other faiths would not enjoy the benefits as they live even in this temporary world that we enjoy today, just because Jesus came. So when I see a holiday coming, sure, I enjoy, you know, the lights and the candles and the decorations and all of that. Probably not the shopping, but the food certainly, and being with family and all of that. But to me, the thing is, always, what does it mean? And that's what we want to talk about tonight. Our Christmas message is entitled, Christmas is Here. What does it mean? It means the babe has been born. The Christ child is here. The prophecies have been fulfilled. The Messiah has arrived. The Word is made flesh. God in human form has appeared. No more waiting. No more hoping. No more longing for a better day. The better day is here. God's answer to our need has appeared. The ultimate expression of God's love to mankind is now visible. The long-awaited solution to our dilemma is on display. The promised Savior is on the scene. Heaven rejoices. Angels announce it. Shepherds come kneeling. And magi wonder. Christmas is here. What does it mean? It means the night has vanished and the day has come. The light of the world is now among us. The Creator of all things has come to be with us. And He who is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being has taken human form. It means the Father is now revealed in human frame. It means God's eternal Word has cast aside His glory and clothed Himself in flesh. It means the fullness of the Godhead is now visible in a baby and will be displayed in a humble Jewish carpenter. It means that the infinite God's very essence and nature and character will be revealed in a lowly rabbi from Nazareth. It means God's Word will come to life from the lips of the One who is the way, the truth, and the life, and that God's plan for man will become known through the ministry of an itinerant preacher from Galilee. It means the blind will see, the lame will walk, the crippled will leap for joy, the deaf will hear, the dumb will speak, the lepers will be cleansed, the bound and afflicted will be set free, and the dead brought back to life and restored to their families. It means multitudes will be fed from one little basket, and that angry seas will be calmed with one simple command. It means the needy and afflicted will be ministered to, sinners restored, the oppressed loosed and set free, and hypocrites exposed. It means the religious frauds will be revealed for who they are, and that the self-righteous will soon forever be stripped of their cover. It means that business as usual at the temple will soon cease. It means the Gentiles will soon get to hear the gospel. It means that the devil has met his match, and that he who has held sway over mankind for so many generations will soon be fully revealed as the cheat and fraud and liar that he is. It means that Satan will have no place to hide, and that those who have been held captive by him will soon be set free by the one come down from heaven. It means Satan will soon be defeated, be stripped of his power, and that death will lose its hold. It means Satan's fate is sealed and his doom made certain, his days numbered, his authority nullified, his purposes voided, and his schemes consigned to certain failure. It means he's about to be bested by his competitor and vanquished by his rival, defeated at every level, humiliated in every way, stifled at every turn, and thoroughly and permanently relegated to irrelevance. It means the party is over, and that he and his minions may as well start preparing for the inevitable. It means the tables have turned, and Jesus Christ will soon be declared Lord of all. It means we have hope. Our salvation is secure, and our deliverance is made sure. It means sin will be dealt with at its most fundamental level, and that the guilt of every man will be fully atoned for by the blood sacrifice of the innocent lamb, God's provision for Adam's seed, the babe now lying in a manger. It means sinners will go free, and freedom will come to the captives. It means sinners will be delivered from the power of the grave and the sting of death. It means life will replace death. Righteousness will replace guilt and shame. Glorious freedom will replace captivity. And those under the sentence of death will be declared not guilty by virtue of the shed blood of God's Son. Hallelujah. It means the halls of heaven will ring with the proclamation of redemption, and that redemption's work will soon be complete, salvation's work accomplished, and that grace will rule. It means the seed of the woman will soon crush the serpent's head, and that the man-child destined to rule the nations is right before our eyes. It means the shoot and offspring of David, who will sit on David's throne forever, is in the house, and that the lion of the tribe of Judah is on the scene. It means the blood-washed throngs can begin to warm up their hearts, and heaven's choir can begin rehearsing for the big event. It means there's a wedding supper in the works, and the banquet hall is being made ready. It means if you haven't prepared, you need to do so soon. It means that if you're still fooling around, wasting time, making excuses, going your own way, doing your own thing, and putting today's pleasures ahead of the eternal issues that are at the core of the Messiah's coming, you need to go ahead and take advantage of what Christ came to secure for you before it is too late. In summary, it means Adam's sin is canceled, righteousness is restored, and God's glory has emerged triumphant. It means Christ, through his coming, has conquered all, and that as Messiah, he will reign supreme forever with those he has purchased through his blood forever at his side. It means the victory shout can begin now, and the celebration can get underway. Christmas is here. The Savior is born. Salvation's plan is activated, and our redemption draweth nigh. Hallelujah. What does Christmas mean to you?